Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're on Long Island News Radio 103.9 FM. We're talking today with Scott Lewis. Scott Lewis has been doing things in the political realm and bringing suit on things that he feels that are not quite proper, and we talked about that already. But he also does a practical thing in the terms of energy use and measurement. And I see a quote in front of me here on a piece of paper. It says, "You can't manage it if you don't measure it." And that was Dr. Deming. Dr. Deming is a man who has developed manufacturing and efficiencies in business that he presented to the Japanese after he was rejected by the American automobile manufacturers. And he's a hero in Japan. But the reason why he's a hero is because when he showed them how to measure things and how to conduct business, they did better. And their tin can cars that they were making turned out to be the luxury cars that we pay a lot of money for today. So that's just a little wrap-up of the beginning of where we're going. So, Scott, what are some of the things you've been doing in this, the benefits of analyzing energy?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. For example, we were talking about windows on the lake.
Yeah.
So I'll just run through a quick scenario as to what went on there. We met with Bart and Anthony, and we
the owners
of Windows on the Lake, and they were amenable to getting their electric bills lowered, I gather their electric bills, I 12 months worth of electric bills, and consequently come up with an average, and then propose to them that we can reduce it by a certain percentage, 9, 10, 20, up to 20 percent, as far as energy efficiency technologies. And we put it in writing, and it's guaranteed. Mike, the quotes that we give you are guaranteed by Lloyd's of London because it's physics. It works. But if you're so inclined and you want to buy the insurance to cover the project, and if you don't get the savings that we promise, then you would get paid by Lloyd's of London. I mean, that's how good a service we provide. Now, after they agree to go forward with the project and seeing, what we do is we inventory everything down to the coffee pot. And why do we do that? Because we determine the actual load, and we model their load. And what you have in front of you there is a pie chart showing an example of a hospital's load. And essentially what I mean by load is like their air conditioning, lighting,
you have it in terms of horsepower rather than megawatts and things like that.
Oh, I'm glad you picked up on that, because that's a unique feature that we use to essentially arrive at exactly how the load, that's the common thread, and we use that to arrive at what is really causing you to have a high electric bill. So analyzing the horsepower, we can come up with how to treat each of the things, whether it's the lighting, refrigeration, air conditioning, resistive load.
What's a resistive load? Because, the resistive loads that I knew when I was building was, the resistive electric heat.
Oh, bingo. That's it. It's baseboard electric.
Oh, it's a loser.
Most of the houses on Long Island have it, too, or at least out east, I should say, because of the fact that it was very inexpensive.
It was cheap.
To put in.
It was cheap to put in, and was $3, $3.50 for electric when they were promoting that.
Yeah.
Well, 3.5%, the 3.5 cents a kilowatt is... You could, do a big house, and it wouldn't matter if you used 3,000 hours, kilowatt hours a month. It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter, and
you'd still be able to pay the bill.
You'd be able to pay the bills, and then we've had some fiascos on Long Island, such as the Shoreham nuclear power plant and the sale of our critical infrastructure to foreign countries, and so consequently, it's no longer a effective means of creating or heat in your house. That's one example of a resistive load.
So can you tell me what you did over there that was be specific that people would understand?
So After essentially finding out where they were spending their money on electric, refrigeration and whatnot, we came up with a blueprint as to what they should use to follow. And that blueprint included several of the 15 technologies that we offer. Now, when people ask about the technologies, they're like, okay, most everyone knows about swapping out light bulbs and things like that. And that's was a very effective thing for Bart and Anthony. But what they don't learn about are the things that I really get into, which is capacitors and oils and things that you would put behind each of the loads. Those type of things you'll
How
never hear.
How do capacitors help you? They take out the surge?
Well, we also, that's one product in the event that they've got voltage dips and things of that sort, so that they don't, what happens is during a storm or something like that, yeah, those type of conditions occur. So as we're doing the energy efficiency work, we'll treat those specific areas. But what the capacitors do is on motors specifically, they'll treat the load by recycling the energy locally next to the equipment, as opposed to letting it traverse all the way back through the electric grid. That's the purpose of why we make. So that's what I do. I make custom capacitors, custom oils, custom lighting to treat these loads to crush the electric bill. And
how'd you do?
Well, we did very well and that's why the rebate program slowed us down, because they paid us only for one of Bart's buildings, not two, and so that slows the process. Everything it interfered with the progress of that project.
I don't want to sound like a naysayer. But if this process is so good and the technology is so good, you don't need the rebates.
Well, no, here's what my competition, LIPA and National Grid, do, is they'll give the light bulbs away. They'll interfere with the project. And what kind of light bulbs will they give away? Oh, they'll give away, like, the
yesterday's technology.
Yeah, precisely. They give away yesterday's technology.
I saw that. I was at a show and I got free bulbs.
Oh, and there's more. You know, there's no end, all the way to the solar panel and the
what does a solar panel produce? What percentage of do you get out of it now? Is it 16% now, or is it more?
Oh no, they're more, but the. And again, it depends on there's all sorts of new types of solar panels.
Well, back in the day,
concentrators and things like that. But
back in the day when I first got interested in it, which was 30 years ago, I think we had about a 9% return on the sunlight that went into it. You got 9% out, and then we got better and better and better, and it was up to 16% the last time. But I understand it's up to about 20% now.
Well, I'm just gonna say one thing about the solar panels. It's the very, very, very last thing you would ever do, as far as lowering your electric bill.
Absolutely, because what do you do? Why build to the load? Make the load smaller.
Right. So instead of needing 10 solar panels, you only need 5.
Right.
Bingo. That's it.
Yeah, building to the load would be insane if you had resistive heat, because then you'd have to have a farm. Out in back of your house with all of the panels there, and you could pay it off in about 382 years.
So we do radiant floors. I just the hydronic solar panels. That's a whole nother option.
Oh, they are very effective. I had them in my house in Fire Island.
Yeah,
never ran out of water.
There you go. And the PEX technology has come a million miles from. They have aluminum strap PEX now that just. Just throw off a tremendous amount of heat there. It's the best thing since sliced bread.
So they put an aluminum net around the outside.
Yeah, within the core of the tube.
So the point is that the aluminum, being a good conductor, is going to transmit that heat away from it and send it into the floor or wherever you're placing it.
So, yeah. So that's, and then we do really clever things with combined heat and
you
power.
Didn't know you didn't know I knew this stuff, did you?
No, no. You caught me off guard here. I'm like, whoa.
I did research on this stuff when you were still in school.
There you go.
So, no, the fact of the matter is you know more than I do now. But, I mean, nothing you're saying is revolutionary or, you're not giving me new thoughts. You're just giving me more updated thoughts than I had when I...
Yeah, we've applied it a few more times.
Yeah, and it's going to get better. And I know this, and I've been working with people who tell me that. This is Ernie Fazio. I'm talking to Scott Lewis today, and we were talking about making energy... We were talking about a lot of things about... legislation and everything else, but we're talking about energy efficiency and how to make things work at a lower cost. This is Earnestly Speaking. Thank you for listening.